winding and weaving its way along a gabion retaining wall. Estuarine, by Auckland artist Louise Purvis, transforms a functional piece of civil engineering into the setting for an intriguing sculpture inspired by a unique local story.
I was given a whole lot of information, background information about Hobsonville Point and this particular site, the Hobsonville site as a whole. Within that, I was given stories of the history of the place. The story that caught my attention was the story of Audrey and Doug Mills. And they set up one of the first aerial photography companies in the country or around Auckland region. They had a Gypsy Moth aeroplane and they flew around Auckland and took aerial photographs. And he flew the plane and apparently she hung out the back of the plane taking the photos, which I like the idea of that. So I took that as a starting point. And then what I've done is for the sculpture, I proposed taking their view of this area, which would have been, you know, a bird's eye view, and then flipping that view up and putting it on the wall here. And this is my interpretation of what they may have seen. The streams and the rivers and the tributaries that come together to form the waterways. Because this work, as well as being interpreted as waterways, for me it's also reminiscent of things like Pohutukawa trees, which are very much a feature of the coastal areas around Auckland region. I've used scoria rock, which is again a feature of the landscape from this area, with, you know, all the volcanic cones around Auckland.
Louise was interested in creating a piece that would fit in with the environment and add value to the community, while challenging and fascinating those who came across it.
This for me is quite a contemplative work, in that you may be walking up here and you'll find it, sort of come across it and go, oh, what's that? And then you might go across the other side and have a different view of it, because it is a work that has a lot of changing views depending on if you come down or across or up the road. For me, that's part of it. You know, what is it and why? Whenever you find a public sculpture or sculpture in general, I always ask the question, why? Why is this here? How's it been done? There aren't obvious answers. You get to try and piece together a puzzle that someone else has made, and I like that.